Would you rather be stuck in a time loop or be pranked every day? Welcome to the Rathercast,
where every week we present to you a family-friendly would you rather question. We talk about our answers and we invite you to do the same with your friends and family. Now we need to expand on this scenario a little bit. So would you rather have to live the same day, a classic time loop situation,
for 365
days,
which is a year.
One full year. Or get pranked April Fool's style
every day for a year.
Yes. But that's not a time loop. It's not the same prank.
No.
It's just either you have to live the same day.
Yeah.
Over and over and over. But only for a year. So you know it's going to stop. You know, yeah. You only have to. But every time you fall asleep, the day resets.
Which.
Now, sometimes there's like a whole dark side of a time loop. Have you ever seen any time loop movies?
No.
Usually it's the dark side of a time loop is that if they fall asleep or if they die, the day starts over. That's kind of scary, huh?
So what?
If they die during the day. Then they just wake up and it's the day again.
How is that scary?
Well, it's, you know, scary to talk about dying, I think.
Because you have you'd die 365 days and the last day you wouldn't be alive anymore.
No, eventually you wake up and it's the next day. You know, after you've done it 365 times.
Yes, but you'd be dead at the end.
All right, let's take the dark side out of it. Let's just say that every time you go to sleep, you wake up and it's the same day 365 times. That's the time loop option. Or you get not like a violent prank. Nothing that's going to hurt you, nothing that's going to send you to the emergency room, but you might randomly get a pie in the face, you might get water dumped on your head, you might find yourself walking barefoot across an entire room with Legos, just some inconvenient, uncomfortable, funny to other people kind of prank, you know, that kind of thing. So, Elodin, which option did you, I can't wait to find out.
April Fool's prank?
He wants a year of pranks? That sounds amazing.
Yes, but it would be hilarious, and I feel like you'd get humor out of it.
Yeah.
Rather than living the same day over and over and over and over and over and over.
Can I be the one who pranks you every day for 365 days?
No, it would be different people.
Oh, always someone new. I see.
That'd be fun. Can I prank you 364 days?
Most of
the time, it's
going
to be a butt full of slime, Orbeez.
A what?
A lot of slime, Orbeez.
Orbeez?
Legos.
Like, okay, what are you picking? Are you going to live a time loop or get pranked?
I am going to get pranked.
You're
going to
get pranked. Interesting. And tell me why. Because you think it'd be funny?
Fun,
something different. You never know what's going to happen. Some days it might be me pranking you. Some days it might be your brother. Some days it might be your mom or your teacher.
Yeah.
Oh, I
or just
to
a total stranger. Just every day someone's going to prank you.
Yeah.
And I'll always be there to film it.
Yeah. No. And I feel like you'd have a lot more laughs.
Yeah, a lot more laughs from that? Well, here's the thing, guys. I'm going to actually pick time loop.
Why?
Because I'm going to live this day, and I know that it's going to reset 365 times. So I'm just going to, like, use that opportunity. Like, some days I'm going to, like practice piano all day. Other days I'm going to read books all day.
It's the same day.
I know, but I'm not the same every time.
Yes, you are.
Well, how would I even know it's different then? No. You, in a time loop, you experience everything. And you remember the way you lived the day yesterday.
So everything would be the same.
Everything in the world is the same, but I'm different inside of the world. So if I read 3 chapters of a book, the next time I get to start at chapter 4. I don't have to go back to 1. Because I remember the 3. That's how time loop normally works in the science fiction movies.
Okay, good.
Does that change your answer?
No.
No. I'm going to learn. I'm going to become a very good piano player in one day, basically. Because I'm going to live one day, 365 times, I'm going to get so much drum practice and piano practice.
Who would teach you, though?
You're right. Every time I'd have to meet the teacher and they'd be like, oh, it's your first lesson. And I'd be like, well, kind of. And they'd be like, oh, you're, you know, like 200 lessons in. They'd be like, you're very good at this. I'm like, yes. Yes, I am. I guess I'm a natural.
Same lesson.
No, I would play them for them a little bit and they'd be like, oh, I see your skill level. And then I'd just be like.
No, it'd be the same lesson because everything else but you is the same.
Right. But I could, every time I go into the teacher, I could say, well, I have some experience. I've taken this number of lessons. Anyway, we don't need to debate that part. We have a time loop. We have two guys getting pranked every day. I can't wait to test this out this week.
No.
This episode comes out very near April Fool's Day. These gentlemen will be traveling on April Fool's Day, so I'll have a prank ready to go for when they get back.
Well, and
set up their whole room. It's going to be amazing.
Catch you next time on...
Well, no, we got to do a little bit more than that. So, well, we would love to hear if you'd rather live a time loop or get pranked. And that does wrap it up this week.
So catch you next time on
The RatherCast.
Would you rather show your love for The RatherCast by supporting the show or crush the hopes and dreams of a dad and his two sons? Make the right choice and learn how you can help by checking the show notes or visiting TheRatherCast.com. You can also submit a Would You Rather question of your own to be considered for a future episode by emailing TheRatherCast@gmail.com.